wanted to call in because I've heard you talking about Anna Nicole Smith over the past week, and I think you're being a little bit unfair.
Oh, really? Well, how so?
Well, I don't think you give her credit for some of the things she's done.
Well, I haven't tried to be critical of Anna Nicole Smith. More than anything, I like to point out, you know, how the news media is covering it and everything. I just think it's kind of wrong and kind of make fun of it that way.
But you fail to mention some of the great things that Anna Nicole Smith accomplished before her death.
Okay, would you like to bring them up?
Yes, I would. I would like to address a couple different things.
Go ahead.
Well, her death was a tragedy. I know you may think otherwise, but I believe her death was a tragedy. However, her death did set an example for kids.
That's a very good point. Everyone can learn from her mistakes.
No, I'm not talking about her mistakes.
What are you talking about, then?
Well, as we all know, Anna Nicole Smith came up and rose to fame. Great popularity with Anna Nicole Smith. She was a beautiful, beautiful woman. One of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Very attractive woman.
And she obviously went through a rough period, and she kind of blimped out, as we say.
I'm sorry?
She put on lots of weight.
Oh, okay.
So, through this binge eating of various pasta dishes, I'm certain of, and I assume she ate lots of New York and Chicago-style pizza, and that probably didn't contribute as well. But she's probably eating Hot Pockets all the time.
What's your point here?
I'm getting there.
Sorry.
And then she went through this phenomenal change where she lost all of this weight, and she looked gorgeous again. She looked phenomenal. She's looked, God rest her soul, she just looked so phenomenal over the past several years, and I'm very proud of her.
But don't you think the methods to get there were kind of bad?
Well, the methods don't matter, but it sends a message to children, and that message is, if you're fat, people won't miss you.
I'm sorry?
If you're obese, people will not miss you.
How's that? I don't understand.
You really think that if Anna Nicole were still all blimped out, okay, you think if she was still all blimped out, that people would care, people would miss her?
Well, yeah, sure, because she still was once this icon that kind of fell and came upon rough times, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, you may have somewhat of a point. I don't know.
Here, I've done a study that can that proves this.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Well, here's what I did. I have photos of Anna Nicole Smith when she was a lard, as we say. And I have photos of Anna Nicole Smith after the fact, when she first came out and did the Like My Body routine. She was gorgeous then.
Okay.
I've studied these photos. And then, excuse me. And then what I do is I think immediately afterward. I look at the fat photos and I think immediately afterward about Anna Nicole no longer being with us. And I feel nothing. I don't care. I'm like, that's what she gets.
Oh, okay.
However, when I study the more recent photos of her, it's a totally different outcome.
What's that?
Well, I noticed that after looking at the recent photos of Anna Nicole Smith before she died, when she was, oh man, that body. When I look at those, and then I think about her being gone, I notice changes going on in my body and in my mind that I just can't explain, and it simply has to be that, well, basically, she was only a worthwhile human being as a skinny person.
That's a terrible thing to say.
It's awful.
No, this is a scientific study, here, right now, I'll do it. I'm looking at the... Here. Hold on. Let me get these. All right. I'm staring at fat photos of Anna Nicole Smith. Okay. Now I'm thinking, I'm visualizing her dying, and nothing. Nothing's there. Now, I take a more recent photo.